Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk. Terry and Robin.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. You are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And this is Reverend Terry Power coming to you live from Upper Central PA. That's right. I am at home tonight. Yoo-hoo! Hey, darling. My love, my wife, my beauty. Hey, darling. In the next room instead of the next, county away. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So how are things going on with you?
With me?
Yeah, with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm good. I'm, hanging in. Getting up every day, going to work, way everybody does. Things are good.
Yeah.
Life is
good. Yeah, we normally chit-chat for a minute, and, it turns out we've been chit-chatting all afternoon, so it's kind of nice, but
uh-huh.
We always chit-chat for a minute and talk about the weather or something, and, I would keep
it was
up with
a beautiful
that
day here today until it decided to rain unexpectedly. I wasn't aware it was going to rain.
Oh. I was afraid I was going to drive through rain getting home. It was supposed to rain over there this evening, but mercifully, whatever it did, it was doing it somewhere besides on top of me. And I'm happy because I still got to get tires on the car. And...
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something to talk about right there. And tires.
Yeah.
And the nasty trick that they play with all-wheel drive cars have to be within a 32nd inch of the same diameter or it tears up your car.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of happy, fun stuff. That's one tire gets shredded and it costs you four tires. So, that was a nasty little trick. But, we're getting it fixed tomorrow, so it's all good. So tonight, we have David Benash from Caldera Fest. And we've been, we promoted for like 8 months last year and into this year. And we've talked to a lot of artists already since. And looking forward to hearing all about the plans and such. So let's go ahead and bring David in. Hey, David, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I hope that the other artists you talked to about Caldera had some nice things to say. I hope they did at least.
I tell you, everybody has either been very complimentary about their experiences there or very jealous of their not having experiences there.
Because they weren't there.
Because they were not there. They heard stories from people that were there, and everybody has been out talking about what a great time they had, and all of the artists that we have spoken to so far are envious of the experiences that everyone had this year and are very much looking forward to next year. So it's been all compliments, other than the heat.
Yeah, other than the heat. And probably the dust. But, it was definitely a moment of magic and a moment in time that I sure hope I can recreate. But if I can't, that's okay, because it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me, as well as hopefully a whole lot of other people. And, it was just one of those things that I'm really, really happy that I had the opportunity to do. And here we are, just about 3 months later. And I still look at pictures and go, was I really there? Did that really happen? And it still makes me wonder sometimes if that was real. But, I know it was, and I know I had a really great time. And hope other people did too.
It was a magical experience. I mean, it was the first. So no matter what happens after this, the next thing could be the most amazing success, setting records and being, everything run, perfectly smoothly with, the hand of the divine come down from heaven and it will still not be the first.
Yeah, it won't be the first.
It won't be that experience that we all shared the first. Because all of us that are there, we're brothers and sisters. We're bonded by the first Caldera Fest. Nothing can replace that.
And I'm very happy that you guys could make it. I really am.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time, and I'm really looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, what she said. Yeah, we'll be talking more about that with you and off the air as well as on the air. So we're going to have you on a few more times between now and then.
So, well, at least a few.
Yeah. So for the one or two people out there that don't know David Benash, talk about you, not Caldera Fest, but tell our listeners about you, the person.
Okay. Well, I am a husband and father. I have my beautiful wife and two awesome kids. My boys are amazing. And we live in the Charleston, South Carolina area, and been living here for, 15 years or so myself. My wife's a Southern girl, so she's been here in this area for a long time. Moved around a bit, just like I did. Let's see. I work for a major soft drink bottler. I'm not going to name any names. I work for a major soft drink bottler. I'm a service technician. And but in my spare time and whatever that is, I put on the Magic Jukebox podcast and enjoy spending time with my family and playing games and listening to music and all that kind of thing. And it was music, my love of music, that got me into the Magic Jukebox and doing that. And that, of course, led to that other thing we're talking about eventually. But I don't know. I'm just kind of a regular nerdy music fan, and I love movies and love to read, and it's that's about it, really.
Your love of movies. I bet you do you read? You like read sci-fi and that sort of thing? Are you that kind of geek?
Yeah, I read I read a lot of different things. I'm really into fantasy and especially contemporary fantasy stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
There's some sci-fi I really enjoy. I prefer the, I don't want to call it classical, but I suppose classical style of sci-fi. Authors like Bradbury and Asimov. The newer stuff is okay. It's just not my thing. There's a really fantastic series of books called Firestar by Michael Flynn. It's a series of four books, brilliantly written, really wonderful books if you, you know, if you're into that kind of thing. It's classical sci-fi, but it's very modern. But it's got that classic, almost, it's definitely got a fascination with the space program. So you get that, you know, right. Almost 60.
I thought you might even mention Heinlein in there.
You know, I've read Stranger and I didn't like it. So,
I didn't think that was his best. But anyway, now I was wondering if you had read Dune, because there were some Dune jokes going on at the last Caldera Fest with the.
Well, that's just because of all the dust.
Like, walk with that rhythm, walk with that rhythm.
You know, I never liked them. I never liked those books either. I didn't get them. I didn't think they were that good.
Oh wow! No, that Robin and I could almost make a religion out of it. I think the storylines are fascinating.
Yeah,
I was intended. I thought I did pretty well. So anyway, so Caldera Fest, you know, like you said, you know, it was 3 months ago. Any wrap-up thoughts you want to share? Any, other than the, you know, you mentioned you see the pictures and say, wow, did that really happen?
Yeah.
You know, 3 months after, you're ready to do it again, obviously, so it wasn't too traumatic.
We learned a lot of lessons. There were a lot of lessons to be learned, and we learned them all, mostly the hard way. I want to say that we were probably 80% or more prepared for what happened. There was very little that came across that we weren't prepared for. Some decisions that we made were very, very good decisions. Like making sure that we had ice for sale on site was a very good decision. Some of the things that we decided to do were very, very good decisions, and some of the things that we decided to do weren't so great. And but luckily, nothing was catastrophic. You know, we had a few minor incidents here and there, but overall, everybody came through unscathed, there weren't any major issues. Now, a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that the people that came to Caldera Fest were just amazing. The people that came were totally awesome. They took care of themselves. They took care of their property. We had, I'm not going to lie, we had a lot of trash when it was all said and done. But the best part of it was all the trash that was there for us to deal with was all together. It was bagged. It was together. We didn't have to spend hours scouring the property looking for trash. It was pretty much all where it needed to be. So for those that were at the Caldera Fest, thank you very much for that. It saved us a lot of time. And it just, the energy was so high and the people were so amazing. Everybody was having such a great time that it was the people that were there that made it really, really special. And so I can't complain about that at all. Overall, though, we had everything pretty well planned out. We had a few minor glitches, like I said, that we had to deal with, but nothing major. But we learned a lot of lessons. We're going to hopefully have those things corrected. One of the big ones was, of course, moving it from May to October. We did that for a couple of reasons. One was because, of course, the heat was a bit unbearable. In October, it's going to be it's still going to be warm, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be a whole lot easier to deal with in October than May. The other was it took us 2 years to put together the first Caldera Fest. And for us to basically do it in 9 months, because by the time the last one wrapped up and we got around to getting around to this coming May again, if we were going to keep it at the same date, I don't think we could have done it in 9 months. It would have been pretty hectic, and I don't think I could have had it together the way that I wanted it to, you know, and I don't think it would have been nearly as successful. So we needed a little bit more time to get everything, you know, the way we wanted it to be. And I think everybody's going to be happier in the end.
Okay. Well, I know that for us, we had an amazing time. It was wonderful. We got a chance to meet so many of the artists that we had spoken to in the months leading up, and to interact with some of those people, some we already knew from previous experiences, and new people that we had talked to on the radio and got a chance to meet in person, and have developed relationships that have carried on. So I mean, it's been pretty exciting for us in that regard, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I just can't imagine it being better, but I'm sure that it will be different. It won't be the first.
No, it won't be the first, and we had to make some changes in the way that things flowed. One thing that I got, and I don't know if anybody else got it, but one of the things that I got and our staff got was that everything was really too fast. We had too much packed into a day, and there wasn't enough time for people to do the things that they needed to do. So we had to step back and say, okay, how can we still make this an epic event and also slow down the pace a little bit? And so what we've decided to do is we're going to start the music a little bit later in the day, and each artist on the stage is going to have more time to play, and then there's going to be a longer break in between on the main stage. The way we're going to have more artists to play, though, is if you were there, you remember there was a second stage area where we had some workshops. We're going to be having some short performances by some different artists that are going to be over there on the, what we're going to call the Bard stage. So in that interim, while the main stage is getting set up for the next act, you know, doing the sound checks, et cetera, that second stage will be open for people that are in around where the vendors are to be able to see a little bit more intimate performance over there. Some of the acts may cross over a little bit. Kiva is coming to the event. Kiva's coming to Caldera Fest 2017. And Ariana from Kiva is working with a lady, I believe her name is Amaleka. Hang on.
Amakela. Yeah, we talked to her last week.
Yes, Amakela. And they are going to be performing as Ocean Gaia on the Bard stage. So,
very cool.
So there'll be a little bit of a crossover there with that sort of thing, and which is a really good thing. And we've had some people that have decided to come back from last year that we've invited back. Tuatha Dé is coming back, and Brian Hankey. Brian Hankey's coming back. Rowena of the Glen is coming back. Arthur Hines has decided to come back. He's going to play on the Bard stage a couple of times. But we decided that we wanted to keep the lineup as fresh as possible. So we really limited ourselves on how many artists we were going to pull from the 2016 roster. So this year we've added, and I've got some spots I can't talk about, but we've added Mojo Kemp, and Mojo is the one of the hosts of the Wiggly and Way podcast. And he's been in the bands Parnassus and Chalice and Blade. He's a guitarist and singer and drummer. He's quite a talented guy. We've added him. Kellyanna is going to make it this year. Yay!
All right.
Yeah, and we've added Kiva, of course, and David Wood. David Wood is kind of an electronic pop sort of act. It's really different. I think you're going to, if you don't know David, you're going to be pretty pleased with what he has to offer. I can't really talk about any of the other spots at this point. I'm, you know, I've got some announcements I still have to make on those things, but I still have to finalize the, finalize all the plans there.
So no special announcements just for us.
I don't have anything to announce just for you. I don't. Sorry. I wish I tried. I wish I had one for you, but I don't this time.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're getting ready to make any big announcement, let us know and we'll get you back on.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. So, if you didn't make it to Caldera 2016, I do recommend you come to 2017. Like I said, we're making some changes, and it's going to be changes for the better. One of the things that's going to be better for myself and for the people that helped put on 2016 is we have pretty much doubled our staff.
Yay.
So we're able to concentrate more on smaller aspects of the festival and be able to concentrate on those a little bit more and not be feel like we're being torn five different directions. So uh-huh. We've got a good staff. Another big change is we are going to be rotating the stage about 90 degrees, where it's now going to be facing the vendor area. Yeah. And we're working with the stage company to have a canopy placed over the audience.
Cool.
So there'll be some permanent shade going on in front of the stage. It won't extend really far, but it'll be good for the people that are down front. So if you still want to get back a little ways and, you know, be by yourself a little, you can do that. And by all means, bring a pop-up. And, you know, I saw all the little villages that were set up around the stage.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really great thing. And so there's a couple of minor changes we're making there. Another one is we're going to be adding more golf carts this time. And creating an actual, like a shuttle or bus service, basically, that's going to be going from point to point around the grounds. So there'll be more opportunities for people to be able to catch a ride to get to where they're headed.
A regular bus route.
Yeah, basically a bus route, yeah. And so it'll be a little bit easier to get around for those that need help getting around. But we're going to try and, you know, compact things a little bit, make things a little more compact so it's easier to get to wherever the places you need to be, but still have that, you know, we're still dealing with a 208-acre piece of property, so there's still some movement that has to be made.
Yeah, understood. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break. One of the artists that appeared at this Caldera Fest is one of my favorite artists, and her music is breathtaking and mesmerizing. And I have queued up "Dance of the Wild Fairies" by Wendy Rule.
Oh, she was so sweet.
Amazing! I love her voice and the power in her voice. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play "Dance of the Wild Fairies" and then an ad and a couple of things we got to do. And we'll be back right after this. Everybody stick around.
the fragrance of spring, but winter was everywhere clear to see. The moon shone bright, and a bat on a wing beckoned me closer and said to me, a clearing close in the forest you'll find a fabulous banquet of fairy floors. If you close your eyes and you open your mind, the veil disappears and you see it all. Come and play the wild fairy sleigh in a magical circle of fairy ring. You won't want to leave, and forever you'll stay where the vision is bright as spring. Come and dance the wild fairy dance, spin in a circle as fast as light. Once you begin, you are caught in a trance, and the world can grow old in a single night. When I closed my eyes to the shimmering light, all memory faded and I could see but a mushroom circle of red and white and myriad fairies around me.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. and by our will, so mote it be. Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Powell, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Hi, Abby. I made it
and
back.
We're joined tonight by our special guest, David Benash, organizer of Caldera Fest, the first one, and Caldera Fest 2017, coming up in about a year from now. So, David, welcome back from the break.
Ah, it was a great break. I love that song. It's one of my favorites.
I do. I love that. First time I heard that, and I've told this story before. I don't know if you've heard it. I was at an event in 2011, and she was singing, and it was a small event, and she was maybe 10 feet away from me where I was sitting, and she sang that song, and I had to remind myself to breathe. It was just such a powerful moment. And told her that story, and we laughed about it several times since then.
I've had similar. You know, it's weird being in a position like we're in, because I'm a huge fan of pagan music and all these wonderful artists, and when I meet them, it was Caldera Fest was a little different, but typically when I meet them, I'm a little starstruck, quite frankly. And I met Celia about 4 years ago, I guess now, and she was going to Savannah Pagan Pride. She was playing at Savannah, Georgia Pagan Pride. And I found out she was going to be there, and I said, okay, I'm going to go. I wasn't sure if I was going to go. I said, okay, I'm definitely going now. And so I went, and I was like the lone fan. And because, you know, when you play a pagan pride event, sometimes people don't pay attention to what's going on, you know, and they don't really pay attention to the musician, unfortunately. And there I was sitting on the grass, banging on my drum and playing along with her songs. And I was just completely mesmerized. But I remember when I first got there, I saw her sitting at her table across the park. And I just kind of stood there with my jaw open for a minute. I looked like a total dweeb because I was completely starstruck, you know. And I took me a while to even build up the courage to go talk to her, you know. And I've been doing my podcast for a couple of years at that point, you know. And it was a little weird to me. And honestly, with Caldera Fest, it was fortunate for me, I suppose, because I was so busy and so on, you know, it was all about business. And so with that going on in my head, it was different. I didn't really ever fall into that same kind of, you know, thing again. But it did happen a couple of times. I was standing by the stage, and I don't remember who was on stage at the time. It was on Friday. But I was standing kind of by the stage, and I turned around, and here comes a golf cart. And it's Wendy Rule in the golf cart, and my knees buckled, and it wasn't just because of a broken ankle, and I just kind of went, oh man, you know, and so I'm like, oh my God, Wendy Rule's over there. So that was the first one, and, you know, and she comes up and gives me a big hug, and it was all awesome, you know. That was one of them, and the other one was Dave the Bard. When I saw him like walking across the field towards me, I went, no, that's not him. He's not standing right there. That's not true. This can't be happening. And it was kind of surreal to me that I'm looking over and there's Dave, you know, and I'm just like, oh man, you gotta be kidding me, you know? And, so, Yeah, it happened a couple of times, but I think if I hadn't been, you know, if I had been a guest of Caldera Fest instead of the, you know, one of the organizers, I probably would have been just a shaking glob of jello by the time the whole thing was over. Because I was just, you know, the whole time. I guess that's the part that I still love about it is I'm still a fan, you know, and I'm looking at these artists that are coming to, you know, to 2017 and, you know, Tuatha Dé and Brian Hankey, and, you know, it's just going to be like old family with them because, you know, I've been around them so much now. I've been around Kaliana a bunch too. I met her. She was like the first one I ever met, first pagan artist I ever met. But some of these other ones, you know, I want to meet Mojo and I want to meet Kiva and everybody, of course. But there's a few that are on my list that I can't talk about that, all over again. So,
yeah. We had all of these artists on the air with us, you know, for all of these months. I mean, we did, I think, every Thursday night for 8 months or something like that. I mean, we had, I mean, it was just on and on. I mean, we had, we did a special interview with Dave the Bard to accommodate, and you know, to accommodate the difference in time schedules,
yeah,
and had him on in the middle of the day and recorded that, and we played that as our Christmas Eve episode. And, you know, and we were going from Christmas all the way through until the event. We were doing, you know, we were doing an artist on a Thursday night, and I got to gush. And I mean, a couple of them, I was completely, you know, completely geeked out gushing on the radio.
Yeah.
So I understand exactly what you mean.
And Dave's actually the only one. He is the only one there that made me cry. Because when it was, you know, it was Sunday. I want to say it was Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it was probably Sunday afternoon. And I was over by his, where he was hanging out there. He was hanging out and sharing the tent with Arthur Hines and all them over there, you know, for his merch and everything. And I went over and was talking to him, and he grabbed me and gave me a big hug. And he said that if there was such a thing as knighthood for pagan music, that I would be knighted. And I just started sobbing, you know, and it made me feel amazing. Because it made me realize that all the pain and the broken ankle and all the years of work and all that had made it worth it, you know. And it was really a validating moment for me. So
I can imagine. So that is wonderful. I'm very happy for you. And you know, it was an amazing event.
You deserve
it. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you deserve it very much.
Yeah, but I honestly couldn't have done it without people like you guys. And you know, there's a lot of pagan media out there, and you know, I want to make sure that, you know, that all pagan media gets the credit that they deserve, because if it wasn't for pagan podcasts, I never would have started podcasting. And if it wasn't for the pagan podcasts and internet radio stations and magazines and blogs and everything else that pushed Caldera as hard as they did, I don't think we would have had the turnout that we had. And you know, so you guys were as important and as integral as a part of Caldera Fest success as anybody else, quite frankly. And I really thank you guys for that.
Thank you. We're honored.
It's our pleasure.
And we're looking forward to the same thing for 2017. We're right there with you, whatever you need. And we're going to start. We've already been talking about it. I mean, every one of these artists that you talked about going to be on in 2017, we've already had most of them on the show. We've talked to David Wood. We've talked to Ariana. We've talked to Amakayla. So, you know, we're already getting started promoting it.
Yeah, it's one of those creatures that, you know, once we decided we were going to do it again, it's just the ball's already rolling, you know. There's not mm-hmm. even I can honestly say I haven't been working that hard on it in the last few months, you know, last couple months, but you know, number one, I kind of needed a break, but number two, it's, you know, kind of at that early planning stage right now still. So, but I'm glad I have a lot of support. I get a lot of requests. Oh boy, do I get a lot of requests. It's amazing to me that, and it seems to me if I put all the requests, kind of mash them together in my mind, people seem to want the exact same lineup that we had for 2016, plus about 30 more acts, which would give it, what, 60?
Yeah.
You know, 60
yeah.
of them in
need
3 days.
Need a whole
days.
Week.
We would need a whole week, because I just can't do it in 3 days. And it would be a really, really chaotic show. All right, yeah, okay, get up on stage, you have 5 minutes. All right. you know, time for one song and get off. So, yeah, it's a balancing act. I've got to try and, you know, pick acts that people want to come and see. And then there's a lot of up and coming acts that are just kind of getting their start, that I want to be able to promote as well. And, you know, and then I have to kind of balance the genres too. You know, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of folk, a little bit of spiritual, you know, chanting type stuff, and a little bit of heavy metal, and a little bit of everything in between. You know, so it's booking is actually pretty difficult. You know, especially dealing with, you know, and I hate to say it, it's big. Don't get me wrong, but the world of pagan music, the number of bands that are out there, is actually fairly limited. And so, you know, there's been a lot of them that have come and gone, and I can play their music on my podcast, but, you know, I can't book them because they're just not around anymore.
Right.
And some of them are just, you know, have vanished, quite frankly. There's a couple of really great bands out there that I know absolutely nothing about, literally nothing about them, but I play their music anyway. And because I figure, hey, if they're upset because I'm playing their music, they can contact me and then I can find out more about them. But
there you go.
You know, yeah, I've had people request bands that it's just simply not in my budget. You know, people don't seem to realize how much money goes into booking. And
you mean you can't get Jethro Tull? I mean, come on.
I can get him. Sure. Absolutely. I can get you Jethro Tull. Not a problem.
Okay,
ticket
good,
prices just went up a little bit.
Ticket prices are going up significantly, but hey, you know, we can do it.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. We'll have, we'll have Jethro Tull and Stevie Nicks and Sully Erna and Blackmore's Night. We'll have them all.
Okay. Okay,
all
on
the bill. And it's only going to cost $1,500 a ticket.
There you go.
That's right.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's a piece of cake. Everybody can afford that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, can't do that. I would be the only one there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's...
All
right. I heard you say all right.
Oh, no, I just want to say, you know, I was agreeing with you. Yeah, all right, I get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever
heard of an artist, a man by the name of Robert McClung?
No.
Robert McClung is a musician who is the brains and the talent, quite frankly, behind a band called Tellergy. And Tellergy has released several albums. One of them is called Hypatia, which is it's a progressive rock concept album that tells the story of the rise and fall and the burning of the library at Alexandria. And
I've heard of that.
He does another album that's called The Legend of Giddy Cole, which is about a Salem witch who is brought to trial and burned at the stake. And he has another album, and I can't remember the name of it. Sorry, Robert. But it's it's called Exodus, and it's based on the biblical book of Exodus. But they're all progressive rock concept albums, and they're brilliantly made. I was speaking with him one time. The thing about him is he's a lot like Trent Reznor with Nine Inch Nails, where he's kind of the main man behind it, and then he hires in different musicians to do different things. And so he's pulled in a vocalist and the sax player from Pink Floyd. He's brought in Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and all these top-notch musicians from Hawkwind and Jethro Tull, and just top-notch musicians from all around the world of music, quite frankly, and they all play on his albums. They all play little parts on his albums, and then he puts it all together and creates these brilliant albums. I was speaking with him, and he said that if anybody wanted to do a Telurgy concert, that it would cost an average of about $2 million just to book the band.
Yeah.
Simply because you'd have to be bringing in all these talent from all these different bands, and there'd be, I'd have to double the size of the stage I had at Caldera just because there'd be 60 or 70 musicians on stage at any given time. And it was just, so, yeah.
Not practical, yeah.
No, but it would be pretty
probably
incredible.
Probably not happening for 2017, no.
No, maybe 2020, I don't know.
All right, well, we are at a quarter away from the top of the hour. So it is
okay.
At that point in the evening where we ask our guests to please let people know how to get in touch with you and the Facebook group, website, everything about Caldera Fest 2017. How does someone get more information?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the website, and we simplified the website. It's now calderafest.com. We just got a different domain there. And if you want to contact me directly, you can reach me at calderafest@gmail.com. Or you can contact us through the Facebook page. Just, of course, search for Caldera Fest. Those are the easiest ways to get in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with me about something about the Magic Jukebox, that's magicjukebox@gmail.com. And that's about it, really. I mean, I can answer questions about Caldera Fest or Magic Jukebox on either one. It doesn't really matter to me. But, if you have a question or you want to ask me about music or you want to tell me about a great band or if you are a band, I am looking for people to play on the Bard stage. So I'm looking for up-and-coming artists that are willing to play about a 30-minute set. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're interested in playing at Caldera Fest 2017, feel free to contact me. The best way for that is go to the website and click on the Musicians tab, and there's an application in there where you can apply to play at Caldera Fest.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, I want to say thank you, and I know Robin's got a couple of words to say. I'll sit here and be quiet for a minute and let her talk.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you and for coming on the show this evening, David, and I wish you all the luck with the event. And I already expressed to you that, if there's anything that we can do to help or any contacts you need or anything at all, just pick my brain. Like I said, I did 4-day camping events for, over 15 years with lots of people, 300 plus people. So anything that we could help you with, you let me know. I'm more than happy to contribute.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Yeah, I sure appreciate it. I will keep that in mind.
Cool.
All right. Well, again, I want to say thank you. Thank you not just for being with us tonight, but for having the vision to do this at all.
Well, that was the vision's the easy part.
You had the vision and the drive to pull off something that was, as you said, magical. And the bonds that were formed at this event, those of us that were there, those many of those will go on for years, maybe for all of our, for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Bonds of friendship and camaraderie.
Yeah, I made quite a few friends in my spare time between running from one place to another. I made lots of new friends.
we were honored to be a part of the first one, and we are excited to be a part of the second.
I just
wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
I wanted to say thank you. I mean, you did something that that people said couldn't be done, and I like people that say, "Oh, really? It can't." Thank you again. So, Robin, how does somebody get in touch with us?
You can find us on Facebook at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. You can also find Terry or myself on our individual Facebook pages. I'm at Robin A. McKean, and Terry is at Rev Terry Power HP. You also can find us through email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Terry and I both read that email address, so it's a great place to get in touch with us. And you can also reach us at the radio station email address, which is, Terry?
surn.org@gmail.com.
Because I can never remember it. And I think that's just about everything.
You can follow me on Twitter at RevTerryPowerHP, and you can also go find the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page. A couple of programming notes. Looking at the calendar, let people know that next week on Monday night, Voice of Olympus will be talking about the sixth revelation. So you want to join Hercules and Athena and hear about that. Next Tuesday night on the 30th of August, we will be conducting a Dark Moon ritual live right here on the air. And 1 week from tonight, on the 1st of September, Robin and I will have our first Open Thursday night. We're calling them Open Topic Nights because we don't know what we're going to call it just yet, but usually Thursday's an interview. But we're going to start with the first Thursday of every month. We're going to have our night to vent or do an Ask a Witch or whatever it is that we want to do that night. So it's always going to be a surprise. So you want to tune in to hear what we're up to. And if you do have Ask a Witch questions, the littlestonebridge@gmail.com email address is the place to send them. The following week is going to be on Monday. Voice of Olympus will be talking about innovative giving. Tuesday the 6th, we will be the last tarot card in the Major Arcana. We will be talking about the World card as the Fool finishes his journey through the Major Arcana. And then on the 8th of September, we'll be talking with Dave Sassman about the Earth-based clergy conference that's coming up in March next year. Robin and I will be attending that. And March 8th and 9th, I think. I don't have a 2017 calendar in front of me. And if you want to see us at an event this calendar year, catch us at the Florida Pagan Gathering Samhain event on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November. We will be down there for Florida Pagan Gathering. We'll be doing, I think, 3 workshops down there at the just south of Orlando. And we're also talking with a couple of Fall Pagan Pride events about coming and speaking there, so stay tuned. There's a few dates still in flux, and if you are interested in having us come talk to your group, come talk to a Pagan Pride event, let us know. There are some open dates in September and October, but not many, said don't wait too long, and let us know if you'd like us to come out and speak or do workshops. Robin, did you have anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, again, David, thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for sharing all of the news and kind of launching off the promotion and starting up talking about next year.
Well, great. Thanks for having me. One more thing. This weekend, I will be at the Savannah Pagan Pride event in Savannah, Georgia at Emmett Park, and I'll be joined by Spiral Rhythm and Miss Mama Gina. And I'll be DJing, playing music for everybody there as well. So if you're in the area, come on by.
Savannah's a beautiful city.
Cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I was actually down in your neck of the woods. Didn't realize you were in Charleston. I thought you were in Georgia for some reason.
Nope, Charleston.
I was actually in Greenville last week. So.
Well, that's a little ways away still, but.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I was down in the south. I was back home for a little bit. Anyway, so again, thank you for being with us. Thanks to all of our listeners. And we will now wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.